Good morning. Welcome to Power Players. Thanks for joining us today, this Saturday morning. We have another program lined up for you with some exciting guests and some guests that are kind of close and dear to my heart here. We have with us today Scott Werkmeister, Alicia Thorson, and Allie Preston from the Parker Franktown Young Life. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, thanks.
Good, thanks. That's one. That's Alicia.
Good.
Okay, that's okay.
Thanks, Allie.
Scott, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks.
Good. Well, we're here to talk a little bit about Young Life, and we're here to. Well, I'm gonna tell you this before I get started on why we're here to talk about Young Life. I'm gonna talk to you about why I feel the way I do about it. When I was 15 years old, I got invited to go to a camp in South Florida, actually Northern Florida, called Southwind, and I was so blessed to come to know the Lord at Southwind and Ocklawaha, Florida, in the swamplands of Northern Florida. And Young Life made a huge impact on my life. And even though I've had my ups and downs, as we all do in our walk with our Lord, Young Life is the starting, the foundation for my beginning, my walk with Jesus Christ. So I have a real heart for Young Life, and I'm very fond of the program. And I'll tell you, there's things that happen in that program for young people, and I think for the counselors and leaders as well, that make a tremendous impact on your life as a whole. I still remember. I'm 36 now, and I remember Jim Nelson, Jim Chesnes, you know, David Sellers, Jim Vignoli, Kathy Hebert. You know, the list goes on. All my leaders from my young life when I was that young. I remember, you know, I have friendships that I developed in young life when I was 15 years old, and they are still my best friends. To this day, we can go for periods of time of a year, 2 years. We don't see each other, and then we get together, and it's like we didn't miss a beat. And it's just a really awesome opportunity for young people to get together in a different way than they're used to nowadays. And you know what? This is a tough world that young people are faced up against right now. And I would tell you that I see it all the time. Satan is out there, and he is active. Anybody who doesn't believe it, just hadn't experienced it enough, he is out there looking for people to prey on, and young people are vulnerable in that way. And this is an opportunity for them to really come to know Christ and to understand the gift that he's given, and not just say, yeah, I'm a Christian because I grew up in a Christian home, but I'm a Christian because I want to be like my Lord Jesus Christ. I want to have continuing fellowship with him. I want to honor him and serve him and give him glory for all the wonderful and tough things in our lives. So that's where my heart is with Young Life. Scott, why don't you tell us a little bit about Young Life and the philosophy behind it?
Hey, thanks, Ken. Young Life is an outreach ministry to middle school and high school students, to disinterested students. I don't know if you read it a couple weeks ago. There was a New York Times article that talked about a 6% barrier that sometime in the near future, 8-10 years, that 6% of high school and middle school students will be considered evangelical Christians. Mm-hmm. And that's a scary number, and it's a number that we look at in our local high schools and middle schools, and just our heart breaks for them. Young Life as a ministry is a relational ministry. The goal is that a leader would meet a kid, be able to hang out, spend time, share their life as well as the gospel, and that in that kids would have an opportunity to see that there's something different about their leader, that there's something about Christ in them, see the light and shine, and that maybe a kid would start to ask some questions and be interested in hearing about what it is that's in our lives and what it is we're about. So that's Young Life in a nutshell. It's an incredible deal. It's a great ministry. Like you said, hundreds and hundreds of kids around this region and this area and in Parker and Franktown come to clubs weekly. They come to campaigner groups, which are our small group Bible studies. They go to camping experiences with us, to one of 26 different national camping grounds around the country. It's an incredible deal. It's a life-on-life ministry. We love kids, and we want to share the gospel with them.
Well, and I know that. I do. You guys truly do love the kids that are out there, and I don't say that loosely. I mean, you guys, part of the things I've heard you say before, and a lot of the people involved in Young Life say, you meet them where they're at, and mm-hmm. that's. I know you guys spend real time with these kids. You go to movies, you go out, you go to football games, you meet them after school. I remember myself. I can't tell you how many 2 o'clock in the morning phone calls I get from another friend of mine that was involved in Young Life or in our campaigner mm-hmm. group. And they called me because they were dealing with an issue and yep. they didn't know who else they could turn to. It was either me, part of their group, or they dealt with one of our leaders who had become a real friend and a brother or sister in this case in Christ. And they were always available for them. So I know you guys really do love these kids and young men and young women. And, you know, as far as the camps go, and we're going to talk a little bit about the camps here too, because part of this program, I know you guys have a snow camp coming up, and it's a weekend long experience.
A couple weeks away.
Yeah, a couple weeks from now, and it takes. You know, I know that we live in affluent areas here in Denver and the surrounding counties, but there's a lot of people who are struggling and can't send kids there. So we want to make sure that we have an opportunity for our listeners to, if they can provide some funds to get these kids to camp, I can tell you it's a great experience. These aren't rinky-dink camps. It's not a Motel 6. We're talking about nice places where they have good food and great activities and a chance to hear the gospel, and it's a safe place for kids to go. How can they get in touch with you, Scott?
You know, if somebody's interested in being a part of it as volunteer leader or even being a part of helping us out with some campership money, they can call me at 303-805-3991. My email's Werkey, W-E-R-K-E-Y, at AOL.com. You can go online. You can look up Young Life. Parker.younglife.org is our address. But if you just typed in Young Life, you could find Young Life anywhere in this country as far as being a part of helping a kid get to camp, helping a kid hear about the gospel, bringing a kid to know Christ.
Yeah, and for the, I know we've got some parents listening too, and I just want to point out, it's an amazing experience for a parent, and I say this from my father's standpoint. When you come back from a camp and your kid all of a sudden is a different person, and they're not a different person because they've been altered, they just are a different person because their eyes have been opened, and it's just a life-changing experience.
Got a phone call last year from a mom that called a couple days after camp and wanted to know what happened to her son, and I said, what are you talking about? And she said, he's making his bed and he's doing it with hospital corners. And it was a great testimony to sort of what happens at camp and a kid, the life that gets transformed, and a kid that learns that there's fun. Yeah. In the small things.
Well, and they do have fun. I mean, you guys do some crazy stuff. One thing about Young Life I know is you guys are nuts, man. I mean, when you have your club during the week, and I mean, I've watched people, you know, do some crazy stuff, and I'm not even going to say all of it here because then people might be turned off, but it's good stuff. I promise you, and it's clean and it's fun and it's all honoring to God, but it's crazy. I mean, there's no question about it. So I want to encourage people also email me here at powerplayers947@yahoo.com. We're going to break for a sponsor here in just a second, but you can email me again at powerplayers947.com, and I will extend the offer I made last weekend on the program. That's, I have a friend from FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, who has offered anybody who wants to email and request a New Testament. They've got these cool New Testaments with FCA that have some athletes' testimonies in them, and it's encouraging. There's some encouraging words in there, of course, in our holy word as well. So email me, powerplayers947@AOL.com, or email Scott about Young Life at Werkey, W-E-R-K-E-Y, at AOL.com. And we'll be back right on the other side of the break.
94.7 KRKS.
The teen years can be tough and a little scary. Kids are deciding who they really are, and they're making decisions that will affect the rest of their lives. Since 1941, Young Life leaders have been building relationships with kids, showing them that someone believes in them, that they have value, helping them find their purpose in life. At Young Life, we're about giving kids hope for today, tomorrow, and eternity.
All right, thanks for coming back to Power Players. We appreciate you joining us on the program. Again, we're here with Young Life members from Parker Franktown Young Life, Scott Werkmeister, Alicia Thorson, and Allie Preston. Scott, why don't you tell us a little bit about Alicia Thorson, who's sitting here with us.
Oh, I'd love to, Ken. Hey, we've got about 20 volunteer leaders in Parker Franktown alone. There's probably upwards of 500 in the regional area, Denver metro area. We ask our volunteer leaders to give 10 hours a week to being with kids and around kids, as you talked about earlier. And Alicia Thorson is one of my favorite leaders, one of our best leaders, who has given ample time, 40, 50, 60 hours a week in some cases, to be with high school gals at Ponderosa High School. Alicia Thorson.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, thank you.
Well, why don't you tell us about what kind of, you're a leader for Young Life. What do you look at your role as a leader as? I mean, how do you define that?
Well, I'm here to glorify my Lord. You know, I'm here to bring these kids closer to having a relationship with Jesus. when I got into this, I had never actually heard of Young Life. And coming to my first club as a leader was really, it was so awesome. It was so awesome because these kids get to be kids. You know, our world is so, it's so demanding of these kids. They don't, you know, they don't get a lot of time to just be kids. They work, they've got school, they've got, athletics, they've got after school jobs. And so it was really cool to come into an atmosphere where kids were throwing marshmallows at each other or throwing marshmallows at leaders. It was just, it was incredible. And then they sat there quietly and listened to us talk about Jesus. And it was just, it was wonderful.
How cool is that?
I was in the right place.
It's a good place to be. That's some of the crazy stuff I was talking about. They actually do get to throw things at you.
That's right.
But they're soft. Marshmallows are soft.
They're, yes,
they can get sticky.
Sometimes.
So, yeah, why don't you tell us about your first experience at a Young Life camp?
Oh, well, I went to snow camp as a leader, and it was my first camp. We went to Frontier Ranch, and it was incredible. I had 8 girls, and I tell you what, being there and being with them and listening to the things that they go through, it's just amazing. It's just, God's just amazing. He brought the right kids to camp. Every kid needs to go to a camp. Being in middle school or high school, it's a life-changing event for some of these kids. I still talk to a couple of the girls, and one of them, she's in college now, and she calls me when she comes into town, and we hang out, and it's like no time has ever passed, you know, and we reminisce about that time at camp, you know, where, you know, we got pictures of each other kissing each other's feet. I mean, just stupid stuff like that, but it was a time she remembered, you know, and she heard the Lord talk to her, and, you know, she's involved up where she's at in Young Life, and it's amazing.
It's a good thing. Allie Preston, come on down. Allie is here with us as well, and Allie is a senior at Ponderosa High School, and I know that Allie has done some work crew. Why don't you tell us about work crew, because that's a cool opportunity.
Okay, well, I had the opportunity to go to work crew at Crooked Creek last year, and it was just amazing. We got to probably 5 of my friends. We all went down there, and we got to just serve the middle school kids all their food, and then we also just all had bonding time, and even though we worked really, really hard, we still had so much fun, and it was just an experience that I can just remember forever.
It's hard work, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
People don't realize there's a lot of work. How many kids? We had 450, I think, last year you had there?
450 students and 42 work crew, I think you guys had.
And all the work crew, I mean, you guys work so hard, and it's very appreciated. And it's cool because it doesn't go unnoticed. Even though you're dealing with a lot of younger kids that are up there for their camp, they appreciate it, and they show you it.
Yeah, they do.
That's
just with
cool.
Like, their smiles, or like by the end of the, you know, on Sunday when we left, they all, you know, said bye and everything. So that was really, that meant a lot.
Yeah. What does Young Life mean to you as a whole?
Young Life to me just means that, just my leader, Alicia, she really just wants to be a part of my life. And everyone, all the leaders, just they just all want to just help you and encourage you. And, you know, that's, Young Life is just having a place to go, and you don't have to act any way different. You can just act exactly how you want to, and no one will judge you or anything.
That's right. Now, let me ask you this. When did you get introduced to Young Life?
I actually got introduced to Young Life before I moved here a year ago, and I went to summer camp with them. And then I got right away, when I first started Ponderosa, Mrs. Carver, she introduced me to it. And then so me and one of my friends, who I'm really good friends with now, we just started going, and then I just kept coming back.
Who's Mrs. Carver? Is that a teacher?
She's the counselor secretary, so.
Okay. For Young Life or for your school?
No, for school.
Oh, praise God for that. That's cool. That's great to hear. Well, and I'm going to encourage again, just to make sure that we get this out there enough. This group, you know what? They do fundraisers all year long. They're constantly doing things in the, you know, in the community to try and raise money for these young people to go to camp. And I want to encourage all the listeners, if you are sitting there and you've got anyway, I don't. Everybody who's listening to this program knows I don't ever ask for money for this show. We have sponsors for that. I'm never going to ask you for money to keep the show on the air. I'm not worried about that. But this is a program that needs some dough because they need to send some kids to camp. And I'm telling you, these kids, their lives will change as a result of this. They will be exposed to the gospel in a way that is on their level. They will understand it. They will get it. They will develop friendships and relationships with their leaders that are lifelong relationships. And these leaders keep with these kids after they get out of high school. It's not just a, you know, it's not just a program, hey, I'm going to introduce you to the gospel, then you accept Christ, and then you're out there on your own afterwards. I mean, there's college kids that stay in touch with their leaders. And as I mentioned in the beginning, you know, I keep in touch with the people that I was involved with Young Life when I was a kid. That's 21 years ago. So I'm just telling you, it's a great program. They need $170 a kid to send them to the weekend snow camp. And then summer camp comes up, and you know what? It's a week-long camp. And it is ready, $700 a kid. But this $700 is nothing because this camp provides them, I'm talking 24/7. There's sleep involved, but it's minimal. And it's 24/7 fun, exposure to the gospel, life-changing experience, life friendships, leadership experience, work experience for kids. And they will develop you know what? They'll learn life lessons that will just really alter the way that they approach everything in their life from that point on. So again, I'm encouraging you, call Scott, 720-810-1583, 720-810-1583, and you can email him at werkey@aol.com, werkey@aol.com. Man, that's a goofy email. I just wanted to let you know that.
Last name, Workmeister.
It's werkey@aol.com. Better than quirky. It's good. It is better than quirky. So, and I know Scott a little bit, so I can say that to him. Anyways, please email me here at powerplayers947@yahoo.com, and we'll talk just a little bit more on the other side of the break about Young Life as an organization and right here in our Parker, Franktown area.
947 KRKS.
In today's world, it's easy to think that kids are out of control, over the edge, and impossible to understand. But at Young Life, we think kids are great. Since 1941, Young Life leaders have been going into the world of teenagers, giving them direction, hope, friendship, and great news. Find out more about Young Life in your area. Visit us online. At Young Life, we think kids are great.
You need a vacation to pamper yourself in world-class comfort, the kind of luxury you'll find in only the most exclusive resorts. Large, exquisitely appointed rooms make even the act of lounging in bed seem like a treat for the senses. As your feet step across the warm European stone tile of the bathroom and you slowly immerse your body in the large, inviting hot tub, the day melts away. Then imagine you never had to leave. It's not a dream. It's not an exclusive resort. It's your own Holly Berry home. You might think building your own custom paradise is too expensive to consider, but you'll be surprised just how affordable it can be. Come tour one of the models for yourself and see what kind of lifestyle you can have in a Holly Berry home. There's even a semi-custom series starting in the 500s. See for yourself at hollyberryhomes.com. Once you move in, you'll never want to leave. Holly Berry Homes. We build dreams.
All right, welcome back to Power Players, and sitting here with Scott Workmeister, Alicia Thorson, and Allie Preston, and they're from Parker Franktown Young Life. Hey, I just want to touch base with you again, Scott. Now, you've got a program, since we're talking about raising money for kids to go to camp and be able to do that. You guys have a program, Coffee for Kids?
We do. We actually use a program. It's called Coffee for Kids. A bunch of different places use it, but it's an incredible, unique opportunity. Basically, you can buy the finest Colombian bean coffee roasted here in Parker, actually, and you can buy it at about $10-$11 a bag, which is about a pound, just over a pound. And for every bag that gets bought, $5 of it goes back to either the student who sold it, Allie, who's here tonight or today, sold what, 35 bags, I think, so far to, or how many?
11.
Okay. She's at 11, but she's going to sell 35 bags because I'm going to buy those other 15,
that's,
I guess.
That's right, she's on her way.
And but gets $5.
That's 24. That's another 24 bags you're buying,
Lord.
Dude.
Yeah. I don't make enough.
Allie, hold them accountable.
But $5 a bag will go towards her and towards her campership. That's easy to find. It's on our webpage, parker.younglife.org. It's coffee for kids, raise some money for kids to go to camp. We also raise, I was telling you this a little bit earlier, Ken, that we raise about $12,000 to $15,000 a year just in Parker for kids to go to camp. We scholarship probably 20 to 30 kids, which is incredible out of the Parker area, but 20 to 30 kids a year that we scholarship to go to camps. And we lose a fortune every year, but we know that it's for the Lord, and it's all right, and we tend to raise it. So I would encourage everybody that's listening, if you at all got a tweak in your heart and you're thinking, man, I'd love to be a part of that, for sure, give me a call, give me an email. Be a part of it. Be a part of a life that's changed. It's an incredible opportunity. We'll let you know how it goes.
Absolutely. And I want to tell you again, too, as far as their philosophy is every kid's going, period. Every kid's going to camp. So whether you contribute or not, or whether they have the money or not, these kids are going somehow. So they're going to lose the money, or they're going to break even and get all the kids to camp, and it's just going to pay for itself. But one way or another, every kid's going, and I know that. And like I said, I know before, I know if a kid can't go, some kids are going to be there working just because they want to go. A lot of times, I know that we wanted to do work crew. I did a whole summer of work crew after I was introduced to the Lord at Southwind. I went back there just because I wanted to go. I mean, believe me, it's hard work. And sometimes you're thinking, man, I don't want another day in the pits. You know, the pit crew is where you wash dishes. And, you know, or I don't want another day of cleaning the bathrooms. But you know what? You do it because the camp is that good. It's that fun, even if you're working there. And you learn so much. So, again, I'm encouraging everybody, please contribute so we can send some kids to camp. 720-810-1583. Scott Workmeister, 720-810-1583. And you can email him at worky@aol.com. WERKEY@AOL.com. All right. And my email is powerplayers947@yahoo.com. So enough of all that. Now, at the end of this program, I just want to say I really appreciate you guys coming on, because I truly, truly believe that Young Life is an organization that is doing great work for our Lord. And I believe that you really are meeting kids where they're at. I believe that you really are changing lives. I believe that you really are staying true to the gospel and letting these kids know what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ, and not just somebody that's raising their hand saying, I'm a Christian, because there's a difference. And I really know that you guys stay with these kids, and when they're young adults, as they grow, that you will befriend them, and that you will continue to be their leaning post, so to speak, when they need it. And you know what happens? When they get older and they're going through life experiences, and you are too, I know that they can be your leaning post. And there's no reason that we can't admit any time that we learn as much from these young people as they learn from us, and they change our lives and impact our lives as much as we can impact theirs, because that's how God works.
Yep.
He gives us all into we're all part of the same family. You know, once we embrace our Lord Jesus Christ, we come to the cross in the same way, on bended knee. We all ask forgiveness for our sins. We repent, and then we are born anew in Him. And when we have new life in Him, we become a family together, and we all rely on each other to support each other, help each other, encourage each other, teach each other, and train each other in the way that we should go. So again, thank you for coming on. I really appreciate you joining me here. And man, I just pray, and I pray that all our listeners will be praying for Young Life in Parker and Franktown, but everywhere.